this week and into next. Here and Now's Peter O'Dowd is tracing the route that President Lincoln's funeral train took 150 years ago from Washington, D.C., home to Springfield, Illinois, stopping in cities along the way like Columbus, Ohio, where Peter is today. Peter paid a visit to Barber Jim Morris in Columbus near the campus of Ohio State University and brings us this postcard from the road.
It's called the Mug and Brush Barbershop. I've owned it for about 13 years now. The shop itself has been in the same name, same location since 1968.
For the record, this is a first for both of us, a haircut and an interview.
Okay, so let's just thin it out a little bit because my hair gets pretty thick.
Texturize the top a little bit.
Sounds good.
And trim around the edges.
Yep. We don't have a video camera, but those are ancient-looking, foot-long scissors.
They are actually 11 inches long.
Let's just agree that those are going to go nowhere near my head.
Right. They're my theatrical scissors.
Morris finds the right pair of scissors, and we get started.
What is the secret to a perfect haircut?
Being detail oriented, I think, would be the first. Maybe even precluding that would be good communication between the person getting a haircut and the person doing the haircut.
Like right now, you and I are talking, we're looking at each other through a mirror.
Right. That's one a characteristic that barbers get used to.
Well, I was walking around the neighborhood, and I noticed that there must be at least half a dozen other places to get your haircut within like 50 feet of you.
Right.
So how do you deal with that?
That's true. We're all in the hair business, but we're kind of all different demographics, so to speak. You know, the shop that's right next door, I would call that kind of like the old lady beauty shop, you know, roller sets and that. There's a place just down the street that's more of a black woman's beauty salon. Yeah, there might be a slight competition or slight overlap, but we're not really stepping on each other's toes. We're all still in business, so.
I have to say that Jim Morris is actually doing a pretty darn good job here multitasking. Another customer comes in, the phone rings, and then he tells me about the Short North. It's a neighborhood a little south of here, an arts district, the kind you often see around a college campus.
Columbus is the capital of Ohio, and I kind of feel like Columbus is one of those capital cities that gets totally overshadowed by more famous cities in the state.
Within the state, yeah, most definitely. Especially, again, I feel like that more recently we've kind of matured and stepped up, but there was a time that both Cleveland and Cincinnati were the main or the major cities. But I think Columbus has caught up and perhaps surpassed them, you know, population-wise, culturally. You know, every city has its own cultural standouts, but Columbus has more now than it did 20 years ago. Definitely, you know.
So I'm following the path of the Lincoln funeral train 150
right.
years ago.
Right.
Lincoln's funeral train came right through Columbus. Yeah. And so I'm on the road doing stories about modern-day race relations. Mm-hmm. And I wonder, from your perch behind this chair, like how does race play a role in your life in this city?
The race relations in Columbus is pretty awesome from my perspective. I don't think I have blinders or that I'm oblivious or whatnot. You know, being so close to the university, you know, we have people from all around the world. And if you can't find diversity and tolerance here, you know, where are you going to find it? But, I mean, this shop is, we have a mixed staff. One of our barbers is an African-American, and he also teaches at one of the barber schools here in town. As well as our clientele is predominantly straight hair, but we can accommodate curly hair as well. So
that's so interesting. So in your business, race plays a role because people have different types of hair.
Right, correct, yeah. And
do you feel comfortable cutting, say, a black woman's hair? Would that be easy for you to do or something sort of beyond your experience?
Black woman's hair would have to be, there's certain styles within any type of hair whether it's straight or curly, and then it's like different styles within each of those, you know. So if it was a black woman's hair and she wore a natural afro, I would feel comfortable with it. Sometimes they will perm or straighten their hair and have certain hairstyles, maybe that they use curling irons and stuff like that. I am not comfortable with that type of style. It's about the experience and what a person is exposed to.
Jim Morris at the Mug and Brush in Columbus, Ohio. Thanks very much.
Oh, absolutely. It's been a pleasure.
Let's hear now Peter O'Dowd retracing the Lincoln funeral train route and getting insight from all sorts of perspectives, as we just heard, into race relations 150 years later. For pictures, you can go on over to herenow.org. You can link to our Tumblr page there as well.